The shootings in Wisconsin have prompted commentator Playthell Benjamin to ask why policymakers are doing so little to acknowledge the toll that gun violence is taking on the nation. And he says there's plenty of blame to go around.
While the spinelessness of politicians in refusing to call for serious gun control in the face of escalating gun violence is understandable, since they must get reelected and their constituents are racist morons, the cowardice and relative indifference to the same issue of gun control on the part of the press is disgraceful, a crying shame. After each of these massacres by crazed gunmen suffering from delusions of grandeur, we're quickly told that now is not the appropriate time to discuss gun control legislation because it will risk politicizing a human tragedy. Yet in a nation with a casualty rate from gun violence on our streets that dramatically exceeds the casualty rates on the front lines in Afghanistan and Iraq, at 34 deaths a day. If not now, when? The Republican flack for the National Rifle Association, from whom many have taken money and fear their retribution, always offer the same alibi for the gun merchants, the death dealers. Guns don't kill people. Other people do, they say. But if we take the Republicans at their word, it begs the question of the role anti-Muslim fanatics and their shills at Fox News and WABC Radio, who have been manufacturing anti-Islamic hysteria, has played in these killings. The recent rhetoric of Michel Bachmann amounts to blood libel against Muslim citizens in the United States that's comparable to the blood libel against Jews in Europe that inspired countless pogroms, racially inspired attacks, in the Russian Pale, and led to the Nazi Holocaust. The fact nobody except this writer is drawing the obvious parallels between what Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck does on right-wing talk radio today and what Joseph Goebbels did during the Third Reich is scandalous. Consider the following remarks by U.S. Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. It appears that there has been deep penetration in the halls of our United States government by the Muslim Brotherhood, she declares. It appears that there are individuals who are associated with the Muslim Brotherhood who have positions, very sensitive positions, in our Department of Justice, our Department of Homeland Security, potentially even in the National Intelligence Agency. These outlandish charges have been echoed with a vengeance by verbal arsonists and right-wing radio, led by fascistic clowns. So extreme is their rhetoric, Bachmann was denounced by John McCain on the Senate floor, and the House Weeper, John Banya, said it was dangerous. Jewish rabbis and the Venerable Anti-Defamation League have called for Bachmann and her congressional partners in crime to cease and desist in the witch hunt against American Muslims. Hence, while Wade Michael Page, an ex-soldier who has been fingered by the authoritative Southern Poverty Law Center as a white racist fanatic, may have pulled the trigger in the Sikh massacre in Wisconsin, mistaking them for Muslims, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann has plenty of blood on her hands for inciting anti-Muslim hysteria that gave license to the deranged gunman. She should be indicted for inciting homicide. Mad Mickey Bachmann may escape punishment for her scurrilous role as the catalyst for the slaughter, but she will not escape the judgment of history as she wanders around like Lady Macbeth, crying, "Out, damn spot, out," while the blood of innocence leaves an indelible stain on her character and reputation. From New York City, this is Playthell Benjamin with a commentary on the Times.